The Antiviral Manifesto, a spellbreaking declaration. For those who see through the smoke and screens. 1. Language is the first virus. Before any infection of body, there was the infection of thought. Words like germ, virus, contagion, and infection are not just scientific terms. They are ritual code, designed to evoke fear, submission, and separation. 2. Germ once meant genesis. Its root is from germen, Latin for seed. It was life, it was potential, it was the beginning. Now it is twisted into a spectre of death and disorder. This inversion is not coincidence, it is spellcraft. 3. Virus is not a fact, it's a symbol. We have never seen it, only simulations, models, and CGI. What we see, we believe. And what we believe, we embody. Thus, the viral video becomes the perfect weapon. A psycho-symbolic feedback loop embedding the idea of contagion. It spreads fear, not facts. Trauma, not truth. 4. Sickness is seeded in the psyche. Through predictive programming, state media, and cartel medicine, we are taught to fear our breath, our bodies, and each other. The real pandemic is spiritual amnesia, forgetting that we are sovereign, self-healing beings born of light and ether, not petri dishes. 5. The body is not a battleground. It is not a war zone to be defended with injections and masks. It is an alchemical vessel, one that responds not to viruses, but to vibration, meaning, and belief. 6. The cure is not chemical. It is consciousness. What we name, we frame. What we frame, we manifest. So we now renounce the language of infection and embrace the language of resonance, radiance, and remembrance. 7. Replace viral with vital. Not that went viral, but that sparked resonance. Not it's infectious, but it's illuminating. 8. Alchemy is the antidote. Alchemy is not fantasy. It is reality refinement. It is the restoration of the ether, the missing element of true science. It is the remembering of the real laws of nature, not of Newton or Gates, but of harmony, frequency, and form. 9. The world of scientism is crumbling. It is rootless, soulless, and built on manipulated models. It will not survive the breeze of remembrance now rising. That breeze is us. That breeze is truth. That breeze is already blowing. 10. This is the despelling. From this day forward, we speak only what uplifts, what harmonizes, what regenerates the human spirit and restores the sacred pattern. Let the illusion fail. Let the memory return. Let the true light go vital.